Well, over the last few months, the I wonder if we need the lights on again. I'm going to fall asleep if it's too dark.
No.
The grown-ups in the church have been in a series looking at a book of the Bible called Philippians. That's actually a letter that was written to a group of Christians in a place called Philippi, which is in modern-day Greece, by a man called Paul. And when Paul wrote that letter, he was in prison, in chains. He was actually in chains. Now, do you think that prison is a light place or a dark place? A dark place, yeah. But the prisons are pretty bad now, and in those days, prisons were really dark. Not just dark as in not much light, but they were just awful places. So Paul was in prison, but even so, he was witnessing to those around him, encouraging other people through writing his letters. He was shining like a star in a dark place. So how did he do that? How was it that while he was in prison, he was so full of joy and light and was able to witness to Jesus to the people around him? Well, we're going to listen to a bit of that letter now. This is one of my favorite passages from the Bible. Several people around the room are going to read bits of it to us. There will be pauses all through this. And can I ask you to think during each of those pauses about the phrase you've just heard and ask yourself what God might be saying to you? This is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
Then you will be the pure and innocent children of God.
You live among people who are treated as evil. But you must not do anything that they can say is wrong.
Shine like the stars in the sky among the people of this world.
And you will probably to the least of the point.
Then on the day when Christ returns, I can take pride in you.
And you also know that my work and effort will not be spent.
Thank you, readers. So Paul tells us in that passage that we are to shine like stars for Jesus in our world. So how can we do that? How can we do that, especially when things are difficult and we feel like we're on our own? I'm going to ask Ralph to come up to the front for a few minutes. Ralph, if you would. Where's the microphone gone? Oh, it's there. Thanks. Let me give you that. Have a seat. Ralph, thank you for coming up. You're a Christian. Just tell us what you do for a job.
Well, I work as an engineer, and I work in a big factory, and we make radars that go into aircraft and lasers and navigation systems.
Okay. And now, is that company the place where you work chock full of other Christians, or are there just a few?
Well, the factory that I work in is just under 2,000 people, and the Christians that I know of, there's probably about 20 of them. There might be a few more. It's sometimes hard to know who's a Christian and who isn't, but the people I've come across is about 20.
Okay. Now, Paul, in that passage that we just heard, was talking about how we should shine like stars in a dark world. Now, do you find it easy to shine like a star for Jesus in your work, or is it quite difficult?
Yes, it can be quite difficult to shine like a star. And when Ian first talked to me about this, I was thinking, how could I explain what it's like to be a Christian in a work environment where, you know, there aren't many like-minded folk around. And the best way that I could think about it was to, hopefully you can see this, the way I think about it and the way I try to live out my Christian life at work is that, you might need to zoom out, eh? But basically I think about the armour of God, and Paul talks about this in another part of the Bible, and he talks about boots, and he said, put on the boots of the gospel. And I've got my big boots with me today, and I use these boots when we go hill walking, go up big mountains. And sometimes at work, it feels a bit like you're climbing a mountain, and it seems like you're a bit alone, and you know that the Lord is with you, and you've got your big boots on, and they're the boots of the gospel. And the best that you can do is leave good footprints behind. And I think as a Christian, sometimes the way I look at it is I try to do things that leave a trail of good footprints and a good path that other people can follow. So you try to live your life and do it in an honorable way. You try not to tell lies to your bosses. you try not to tell any lies to your customers. If things aren't working out, you try to solve them in a way that doesn't put other people under pressure or make them feel stressed and afraid. And sometimes when people are stressed and afraid, you can draw alongside them and you can encourage them. And sometimes they'll ask you, why in this bad situation are you feeling that there is hope, and you can give a reason for the hope that is in your heart. And it's because you're a Christian, because you know Jesus loves you, and because he's with you all the time. And that's a way that I find that you can shine like a star. You can be, some people use the stars at night to navigate. You know, if you're lost, you can look up and you can see the plough. Hands up, who knows what the plough is in the sky? You know, the constellation looks like a saucepan with a bent handle. And from that you can find the North Star, and from that you can navigate. And sometimes we can leave a trail of footprints. People can look at our lives and they can see, well, I like the way that he did that. I'm gonna live my life the same way. So that's the best way that I can think of shining. And then when finally you do get the job done and you get to the top, there's an opportunity to talk to people. And people will ask you questions about your faith, and then you can explain about Jesus and be a good signpost and a good star, a good bright light for them to follow.
Thank you, Ralph. And just one last quick question. Does everyone around you think, oh, great, fantastic, bright light, really like that? Or does sometimes they think, turn that light out, I'd much rather live in the darkness?
Yes, sadly, most people think like that. we live in a society where being a Christian isn't necessarily viewed as a good thing. And a lot of folk have problems with what we believe. And so sometimes it can be quite dark. You can talk to people, and instead of going, I like that, sometimes they can go, I don't like that. Mm. And so, you know, if you try and live your life worrying about what people think about you, sometimes it can be a bit disheartening. And so what you have to do really is to look to the Lord, and you've got to ask him to help you, to pray all the time, and to ask him to fill you up with his Holy Spirit, to give you the power and the energy to shine out. Because very quickly, like the match that was burning, if you do it in your own strength, your flame goes out. And what you need is that rechargeable torch, which you were showing us, Chris. You need to be able to plug in to the Lord, and he will keep charging you up, and he will keep allowing you to shine your light. And you're using his power and not your own power.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ralph. Excellent. Thank you. Have a seat. So this is difficult stuff. Lindsay.
Oops.
Sorry.
So I was just wondering, from our reading that went around the room today, can anyone think of some clues about how we can shine like stars? There's three clues hidden in that reading of things that we can try to do. Have a look. Can anyone see something right at the beginning, which might be a clue? Kenny's saying, do everything without grumbling or arguing. That's just like me, Kenny, every day. I leap out of bed, I skip down the stairs, I...
Hang on a second,
no,
Lindsay.
I
I'm not sure that's entirely right.
Maybe not entirely right, but I was just wondering, we probably all do have things that we grumble about, so just turn to the person next to you and confess again, and just something you might grumble about, either in your head or... something quite trivial. Don't bring out your deepest worries, but let's all just have a time of getting it off our chest. Tell the person next to you, what do you grumble about? Nothing. That's quite enough of that, thank you. That's quite enough of that, thank you. It would seem that the people of People's Baptist Church do have quite a lot of confessing about grumbling. So now we've got that off our chest. Seriously, though, it's fine to share our hardships with each other. But as Lorna spoke a few months ago, let's try and be radiators rather than drains. So let's be appropriate in our grumbling and find things to share with others, but maybe don't be known for our grumbling. Is that a good idea? Okay, any other clues further on in the reading? What else? And Ralph spoke about this. What can we choose to do to help us shine? Helen? Thank you. Just no, that was perfect. Corinne, what do you want to add? Yeah, that's it. And absolutely, we try to choose to do what is right. As Ralph said, if people are fiddling their expenses or lying or whatever, just choose not to. In Jam at the moment, out with the kids, we're choosing to do the right thing, aren't we, guys? And we're getting points, actually. And points means what? Prizes. So I actually awarded a little point to someone today who was really kind and included someone. So choosing to do the right thing is what we need to do, and it is a choice. Lastly, right, I wonder if you could do a drum roll. So who's brave enough to come up and have a look at the box that says this may change your life and open carefully? Caitlin, fabulous. Do you want to open the box? Oh. Take off the tape. Should we take the tape off?
Okay.
What shall we find in the box, Caitlin? What do you think? What's going to change your life? You know what it is?
A Holy Bible.
Thank you. Sit down. That's wonderful. Thank you. It's the Bible. So, this may change our lives. Open very carefully. Those of us that were at assembly this year had a bit of a warning, didn't we, from our general director, that we should be really careful when we commit to follow Jesus, because he will change our lives and it will be an exciting adventure. So if we're going to choose to follow Jesus and read about Jesus in here, expect your life to be changed. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah.
thank you. So lots of things to do, lots of clues there about being light. Now, that still all sounds quite difficult at times. The thing is that we are not on our own as we do all that. We're not on our own. Sometimes being a Christian can feel very lonely. But we are never alone. God is always with us. Jesus has called us to be lights to the world because he is the light. And so he didn't ask us to shine on our own. He asks us to bring his light, to reflect his light. And as we do that, he will always be with us through his Spirit. And that's also why we meet together as a church, to encourage one another, to pray for one another, to read God's word together, and support each other, because it isn't easy being a star in the dark. But when we do it, when we do shine like stars, Paul says God is pleased when we do that with determination and courage. And it's kind of like the points win prizes again, because Paul says at the end of time, when Christ comes in glory to judge the world, then God will be pleased with those who've shone like lights. And so actually, as we finish today, that is our big Bible challenge for the month. And I wish I had cards to give you, and I can't because they're sitting on my desk, I've just realized. But we've got it on the screen. Shine like stars in the sky in a dark world. You can maybe we'll bring these along next week, or you can write it down somewhere of yourself. Because the point of the verse is not just that we read it, but it's that we do it. So let's read this out together now. You will be God's children without any faults among people who are crooked and corrupt. You will shine like stars among them in the world as you hold firmly to the word of life. That's our challenge for this month.